Ours to Protect on Midwest Radio, funded by the Commission Na Mban with the television licence fee as part of the Sound and Vision scheme.
This week, as we approach Halloween, Sharon Cameron from Mayo County Council joins us to give some helpful advice on what we can do to be environmentally friendly this Halloween. Sharon begins by telling us how things have changed in regards to Halloween celebrations in recent years.
It is definitely a celebration that has become very, very popular and probably very commercial in recent years. The young people in my house love Halloween. Like, they have been talking for weeks now about the costumes and what they're going to wear, and these aren't young children, you know, so this is something that, you know, you'll have very small children right up to adults will be participating in the celebrations. But with everything, you know, all these celebrations, of course, they also bring a certain amount of waste, and we are all trying to protect the environment, protect the climate. We know that we have to reduce our consumption, and it can be really difficult, because over the last few weeks, there's the most tempting items in our supermarkets and in our bargain stores and everything that we'd love to buy, and it can be very tempting. And you know, even really nice ornaments now and giftware on a Halloween theme, so as well as the costumes and that type of thing. So we are encouraging people, look, have fun, that we need fun in our lives, and it's a lovely celebration. I think the autumnal celebrations are lovely, you know, just that time of year when the leaves have fallen and everything, just that real autumn feel, and the harvest time as well, you know. I have very fond memories of the of Halloween, you know, the dipping and the, you know, the apple, you know, taking the bite out of the apple without, you know, touching the apple and stuff like that. And that's what I still try to create in my own home, and to try and encourage people to go back maybe to the basics. We had fun without all the sparkle and glitter, and I have a feeling that we possibly have enough fairies and pirates and witches already out there in the world, and that maybe we might be able to, you know, recycle some of them costumes and maybe encourage communities and schools maybe over the next few days to maybe do a little bit of a swap, you know, a bring and swap thing in relation to costumes in particular, and that we can just keep them in circulation for as long as possible.
We spoke off air beforehand regarding a certain initiative that's taking place around Castlebar, and I suppose it kind of hones in on what you were speaking about there a moment ago.
Yes, this is a really nice one that few organisations have come together. The Family Resource Centre in Castlebar, the Habit Food Store there in Castlebar, the Refill Shop, and the Educate Together, and they organised a costume swap right back to September. Really, you know, they were asking people to donate costumes, and then you know, during the earlier weeks of October, then people could come and give, you know, pick out a costume for free. There is still time for that type of initiative to take place, you know, that idea of swapping, keeping things in circulation, and even using some of the online platform, Zero Waste Me or something like that, you know, or whatever your community page is. Nearly every community has a community page now, you know. Maybe just take the lead and say, look, we have costumes here, our children would like to try something new this year, you know, can we organise, you know, Sunday afternoon or whatever, we'll have a little bit of a swap day. And that fosters that culture of reuse among our children as well, rather than them being brought up with the idea that they have to get something new all the time. We really need to foster that culture of reuse. And the charity shops, just absolutely brilliant. Like, my children have had some really good costumes over the years, from bits and pieces put together out of the charity shops, and also that fosters reuse, but it also drives money towards the charity as well, which is really good. So that's a nice one to do as well.
I suppose it steers clear of different things like fast fashion and, you know, single use sort of clothes and stuff we want to try and get away from, especially at a time like this when it is a niche time of year that a lot of things are only going to be worn during this very short period. So it is important that we hone in on that. Finally, Sharon, in terms of waste in general, obviously if you go into a supermarket these days, you're going to see an awful lot of pumpkins. And for anybody that coming on to the latter stages after Halloween passes for the disposal of these sort of things, it can make for a good use. It's something that can be put into compost heaps and different things like that.
Yeah, definitely. Pumpkins is the big one. We never had pumpkins as children, but now there's lots and lots of pumpkins, and they'll certainly be in my house as well. So it is a food source. Pumpkins are a food source. So I know we use them for lanterns and they look very pretty, but they are a food source. So when you're carving them, what you're taking out of them is edible food. And there's lots of great recipes out there for your pumpkin pie and pumpkin soup and all that type of thing. And I know people are busy and they'll be thinking, I don't have time for that. But you know, you're going to be cooking a dinner anyhow. So, you know, maybe just use this. Just remember, it's a food source. And the last thing we want that is to end up in landfill. Pumpkin seeds, same thing again, can be roasted and ate or can be used as bird feed or whatever. If it's a case where you're just not going to be able to cook with this this type of food, we would certainly encourage that you would put it on your compost heap or into your brown bin for food waste. You know, if you have the space and you have a little bit of land or whatever, you know, you can, you know, leave your pumpkin before it goes mouldy or anything like that. You could leave it as well as a food source for the foxes or the wildlife out there that come out late in the evening into the night. So there's lots of options. But if we could really get all of the pumpkins out of general landfill waste this year, that would be a great achievement.
Ours to Protect on Midwest Radio, funded by the Commission in Naman, with the television license fee as part of the Sound and Vision Scheme.